Washington County Little League Minor Baseball All-Stars are on the air. Today's game, Washington County versus Weimer, is made possible by Woodson Lumber Company, H-E-B and Brenham, Batter's Box, Kiki Egg Farm, Louisville Creamery, Christ Lutheran Church, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, Wellman Insurance Agency, Eric Benitez with Cedar Frame Real Estate, A1 Quality Plumbing, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger and Brenham, Dominant Associates, BVR Materials, Blinn College, Cody Real Estate, Thielemann General Contracting, Washington Animal Clinic, Brandon Industrial Group, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Citizens State Bank, Plan North Architectural, Mr. Gaddy's Pizza in Brenham, Double D Glass Services, Bluebonnet Petroleum, K&H Portable Toilets, LaRoche Chevrolet GMC Buick, Bank of Brenham, Collier Construction, DD and Pipe and Steel, Brandit Graphics, Mr. Windshield, Felder's By and By, Seidel Schrader, Green Duck Services, Thrivent Financial, Bilski Waterwell Services, La Morelos Meat Market, Pro Auto Supply, J&J Packing, Conjura Tile, and Brenham National Bank. We'll go to the field for the pregame with your host, Doug Brown, after these words from our sponsors.
BVR Materials, a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 530-5476. BVR Materials with all the Little League All-Stars, good luck this season.
There's one word when you think of La Morelos, and that word is fresh. That's because their meat market offers fresh-cut meat to your specifications. They have fresh produce and freshly made Mexican pastries daily. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday. It doesn't get any better or fresher than at La Morelos. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. Visit La Morelos at 1501 South Market in Brenham. The next time you want fresh, La Morelos, wishing all the Washington County All-Stars luck on this year's season.
Want to support a local business with local employees? Come to Brenham's Napa Auto Parts. Pro Auto Supply isn't owned by some out-of-state corporation. It's locally run by caring employees who not only are the best countermen in Brenham, but only sell high-quality parts so you won't get stranded. Hydraulic hoses made while you wait. Thousands of parts for your cars, trucks, and tractors, and a huge inventory of filters. Come see Brenham Napa Auto Parts at 1102 South Austin at 5th Street or call them at 836-1964. Napa keeps Brenham moving.
Thielemann Construction and Steg and Thielemann Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Thielemann Construction and Steg and Thielemann Plumbing. Visit online at ThielemannHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
All right, and good evening, everybody, and we welcome you out to Dallmeyer Field here at Lady Anderson Park, where tonight it is the Washington County Minor Boys in action against Weimer in a winner's bracket game here at the tournament. And for Washington County, they are coming off a big 15-0 win over Rice. That occurred earlier in the week, and that puts them in this one. Weimer coming off a 14-6 win over Hempstead. So now these two teams face off to see who's going to go to the tournament semifinals. Already a couple of games of the tournament finished up earlier tonight. It was Sealy over Lee County 8-6, and Hempstead defeated LaGrange, and because of that game running so long, that's why we're running behind tonight. But Hempstead advances. Now the winner of this game between Washington County and Weimer, they will play again coming up on Sunday night back here at 8 o'clock. The loser, and they'll play against the winner of the team on the other field, winning team on the other field between Columbus and Belleville. The loser will come back tomorrow night and had to play an 8 o'clock game against Sealy. And we'll keep an eye on that for you as well. We've got a lot to come here on the pregame, but first let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Experience business growth and success like never before with Branded Graphics in Brenham. As your ultimate marketing solution provider, they offer a range of services from commercial printing, signs, banners, and custom apparel to promotional products and marketing services. With their expertise, Branded Graphics becomes your trusted full-service branding partner. Visit BrandedGraphics.com and let it be the driving force behind your business's success. Branded Graphics wants to wish a special good luck to all the All-Stars from the Big Family in their district tournament games.
We're the B, we're the A, we're the S, we're BHS.
If you're in the Brenham area, don't let the team spirit stop on the field. Load those buses and bring the whole team to Mr. Gaddy's Pizza to continue the fun. There's tons of parking and room for school buses. Bring the team and get the ball rolling at the all-you-can-eat pizza buffet, then show off your skills in their arcade filled with classic video games, Connect Four basketball, and more. Mr. Gaddy's Pizza in Brenham, where your team can eat like champions. Voted best pizza and wings in town. Located just off Highway 290 next to Flamingo Ranch.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community, better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Would you like to be part of something bigger than yourself or even Brenham? While we gather for worship on Sundays and Wednesdays like most churches, at Christ Lutheran, there is so much more to the story. Like the vast number of lives impacted in our region and beyond are responding to God's love and sharing what we have been blessed with. Want to make a difference or simply be a part of a community that cares about others and relationships? Come just as you are. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
All right, as we come back here, we're continuing with more of the pregame show. Doug Brown with you as we're getting set for the Washington County Minor Boys taking on Weimer. And, hey, fans, are your kids playing in a real Little League? Little League is the world's largest and most respected youth sports program with nearly 2.4 million children and more than 1 million volunteers in dozens of countries around the world. Little League includes baseball and softball programs for kids ages 4 to 16. There's the Challenger Division program for kids with physical and mental challenges, too. For those adults interested in starting a genuine Little League in your area, assistance is available from Little League International in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. For more information on Little League, visit the Little League website at www.littleleague.org. And as we said, Washington County getting set to face Weimer here. Washington County dressed down in the green and white tonight. Weimer in the purple and white. So wearing the respective colors of their high schools. And so they're getting ready for this one. It should be a good one between these two teams. And we're waiting on finals from the other tournaments going on tonight. Now, the Washington County Minor Girls, they are off with their win last night. They don't play again until Sunday night at their tournament. And meanwhile, let us check in on the Washington County Major Boys. And right now, of course, their game going on down in Belleville. And they have played through five down there in Washington County, leading that one 10-4. And so that lead holds there. Then we will be in Belleville tomorrow night with the Washington County Major Boys for their game there. And meanwhile, the 11-year-olds are also in action. And let's see how they're doing tonight. And that story not as good as the right now in the top of the fourth inning there. Burleson County leading the Washington County 11-year-olds 9-4. That game being played in Caldwell. They're finally getting in tonight. They've been rained out the last 2 days in a row. And so trying to get back out there and play again. And we'll see. And once we get finals on these two games, we'll be sure and pass those along here this evening. And we're going to continue with more of the pregame. When we come back, we'll take a look at the starting lineups. But first, let's send you back to the studios and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of the Brenham community and proud of the area youth. They support the local youth in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They send their thanks to the managers, coaches, Little League boards, and parents of Washington County for their time and support during the All-Star season. Collier Construction congratulates the All-Stars and wishes them good luck in their upcoming games.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Their original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla, the country's gold standard of ice cream flavors since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at all Brookshire Brothers stores and Independence Food Center in Independence.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
All right, yeah, we're getting the beat out here as the managers are having their plate meeting. We're about ready to introduce the teams and get this one underway. And for the visiting Weimer All-Stars, it'll be Graham Gunn leading things off, playing center field. Batting second, the shortstop, Mason Bittner. Batting third will be the first baseman, Dallas Houston. Batting fourth will be Bryson Rain. Batting fifth, second baseman, Brigham Osborne. Batting sixth will be the catcher, Declan Barrett. Batting seventh, third baseman, Tucker Bowes. And looks like they are going to have the official introduction. Well, while they're doing that, got Lane Anders in left field batting eighth. Grant Janetschka playing right field batting ninth. Bo Anders doing the pitching hitting 10th. And Camden Martin is batting 11th. And Washington County leading off will be Aaron Thaler doing the shortstop. He'll be playing shortstop. Tegan Schulak is playing second base, batting second. Tucker Plagans doing the pitching. He'll be playing third. And batting fourth, catcher Brody Parsons. Batting fifth, third baseman Gage Gutierrez. Batting sixth will be Hudson Turnbull. Batting seventh, first baseman Mason Kalkocki. Batting eighth, the right fielder Hudson Eckert. Batting ninth will be Lane Dreyer. Batting tenth, Mason Wiemeyer. And then batting 11th, the left fielder Brian Garner. And batting 12th, center fielder Knox Brandon. And we'll be back with more after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Thrivent is a proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars. At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. Let us work with you to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Call us at 979-836-0693 for an appointment today.
Hey guys, Eric Benitez here. I'm deeply honored to have been chosen as Washington County's favorite realtor, along with Cedar Frame as a favorite real estate brokerage through the Banner Press. I'm grateful to be blessed with the resources and support to serve our community, and I'm devoted to our local youth and sports. In fact, with your support, last spring we were able to award 4 student athlete scholarships. The real estate market and technology have evolved over the years, so we're doing things a little different when it comes to selling and marketing your properties. If you have any questions about your home's value, please reach out to me, 979-830-3914.
Felder's Buy and Buy put the convenience in the term convenience store.
When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. Their online catalog at ddmbuildings.com shows their extensive inventory of metal products, including roofing, angle iron, and tubing. And DDM's highly skilled staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right parts for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
Rendition of our national anthem. Now the Little League Pledge.
I love my country and will respect its laws. I will play fair and strive to win, but win or lose, I will always do my best. Now let's play ball.
All right, and we will be back with the first pitch. Do we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors?
Brennan Industrial Group, your hometown waste and recycling company in Brenham, offers a wide variety of services. Residential, commercial, and construction waste removal and recycling. Metal recycling. Portable sanitation. Container rental. Their scrap yard is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. Their collection station is open Monday through Friday, 8 till 5, and Saturday, 9 till 1. Big would also like to wish all the Little League players good luck on their All-Star Tournament and special luck to all the All-Stars from the Big family. Brennan Industrial Group, your hometown waste and recycling company.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
All right, and we are back, getting ready to go to the top of the first inning. And for Weimer, it'll be Graham Gunn along with Mason Bittner and Dallas Houston. Meanwhile, for Washington County, Tucker Plagans is the left-hander out there on the hill, and he'll be working to Brody Parsons behind the plate. Right side of the infield, Mason Kalkocki at first base. It's Teague Shulick at second. Left side of the infield, Aaron Thaler is at short. Gage Gutierrez at third base. And then into the outfield, it's Knox Brandon center, flanked and right by Hudson Eckert, and in left by Brian Garner. And Plagans has completed his warm-up tosses, and we're ready to go with the first batter of the game. It's going to be Graham Gunn, right-handed inning center fielder for Weimer. Also, found another reason they went a little bit long in the first game. They had a had to pause briefly. They had a shower rain pass through here. And pitches a strike call. Save them from having to water down the field in between games. And the 0-1 pitch to Gunn. On the way from Plagans. And strike two. Yeah, that one bounced up there. Nice block in the dirt there by Parsons. And it's 1-2 now on Graham Gunn. And next pitch, that one foul up the third base side, or excuse me, first base side. And that is going to hold the count at 1-2. Scoreboard not operational, so we'll have to do the best we can to keep you updating. That one is strike three called, and Gunn caught looking for out number one. That's going to bring up Mason Bittner, the shortstop. And Plagans ready. His next pitch. And that one fouled up the first base side over towards the Weimer dugout. Weimer in the first base dugout tonight. Washington County in the third base dugout. And that one is sent down the line and foul. Just to the right of the right field foul line. And our base umpire, Jacob, may be right on top there to make sure he made the right call, and he did. Next pitch, oh, way high, and goes to the backstop. And next pitch, up high, a ball, and it's two balls and two strikes now on Bittner. Yeah, that one's going to be popped up and out of play. Catcher Parsons went back to take a look, but it's way out of. Count remains 2-2 on Bittner with Dallas Houston, the first baseman, due up next. Yeah, that one up high, and it's a full count, 3-2 now. And that one outside, ball four. And so Bittner will take the walk on down to first. And that is going to bring up Dallas Houston. And that one up high. 1-0 count. So one out and one runner aboard for Weimer here on the top of the first. And up high ball, it's 2-0. Swing and a miss. Good fastball there by Plagans. And it's 2-1. He just reared back and fired that one in there. And sometimes when you're out there pitching, that's the best remedy. That one stayed, even the umpire motion's too high, and it's 3-1. That was about chest high in Houston, and he's not exactly what you'd call vertically challenged. And swung and a miss. Good pitch there, and it's 3-2. And strike three called. Houston thought he had a walk, and the umpire rung him up. And so that's two down now. We'll bring up Bryson Rain. And next pitch, swung on a miss. And Parsons lost where the ball was, and the runner takes off. I guess they're going to say he tipped it. They're sending the runner back to first. And way high ball, so it's 1-1 on Rain. Oh, he says it's 2-1. Okay, I must have missed one in there somewhere. And a pitch. Try it. I'm trying to appeal him not see if he went. And Washoe County not checking. So it'll be 3-1 now on Bryson Rain. Swing and a miss, 3-2. And I'll see if Plagans come back and get him. Next pitch. Swung on a miss. Got him on strikes. And Plagans ends up retiring the side on strikeouts. So in the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors. One left on. And we go to the bottom of the first inning. Weimer no score. Washington County coming into bat. Back after we hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Hi, friends. Gary Durenberger with Bank of Brenham. Being local, friendly, and mobile is at the core of Bank of Brenham's commitment to our customers and the communities we serve. Being local means we're conveniently located in downtown Brenham, in Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Being friendly means, well, being friendly. And being mobile means the ability to manage your account from the convenience of your smartphone. Local, friendly, mobile. Three really good reasons to bank with Bob. 836-3332 or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Pody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family-owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at hodyre.com to see their listings or call 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate marketing and representation you deserve. Hody Real Estate, roots for the home team this baseball season.
And we move on to the bottom half of the first inning for Washoe County. It'll be Aaron Thaler, Teague Shulak, and Tucker Plagans. And while we're waiting on the Weimer catcher to come out, let's catch you up to date on some scores. It has just gone final. The Washoe County Major Boys have beaten Sealy tonight, 10-4, the final score. So congratulations to Coach Steven Smith and his crew. They're moving on. They'll be playing tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, and we'll have their game for you right here on KWHI, 6:45 pregame. And meanwhile, at the 11-year-old tournament tonight, and it is right now there in the top of the fifth inning. It's Burleson County leading Washington County 12-4 over there. And if that stays the same, that would be Washington County's first loss. They would drop down and play Belleville in a loser's bracket game, elimination game tomorrow. And then the winner would take on Burleson County in the championship on Sunday. And meanwhile, we'll keep you up to date. And if that one does go final, we'll pass that along to you. And so for the Weimer All-Stars, it is doing the pitching tonight is Bo Anders. He's got Declan Barrett back behind the plate, right side of the infield. Dallas Houston at first base. Brigham Osborne at second. Left side will be Mason Bittner at short. Tucker Bouse at third base. And then in the outfield is Graham Gunn at center. Flanked and right by Grant Janechka. And then left by Lane Anders. And so Anders should be pretty close to being through with his warm-up tosses. And then we can get the bottom half of the inning underway. No score here. Okay, so those of you just joining us and wonder why we're only in the bottom of the first. They had some rain pass through here, which slowed things up. And then the game between Hempstead and McGrange ended up going a little long. But in the end, Hempstead won it 18-2, the final there. And Aaron Thaler leads it off here for Washington County. Left-hand batter against the right-hand pitcher. And that pitch is behind Thaler and goes to the backstop. It's 1-0. Swung on and missed in 1-1. Winner of this moves into the tournament semifinals on Sunday. Swung on and missed, and it's 1-2. Anders ready with his next pitch. And that one way outside of ball. Two balls and two strikes. And that one back up the middle, and that's going to be a leadoff hit for Thaler. And that'll bring up Teague Schulich. Washington County manager is Eric Plagans. Assistant coaches are John Parsons and Josh Schulich. And that one skips back to the backstop, and Thaler's going to take off for second. Heading for third is going to be Thaler. Two wild pitches there by Anders. She'll like another left-hand bat in the lineup for Washington County. Two balls, no strikes. And that one in there for a strike. And outside ball three, runner coming home as it got away from the catcher again. And coming in to score is Thaler to make it 1-0 Washington County. Three balls and a strike, still nobody out here. And Schulich pops this one up into center field. And over in making a catch is Graham Gunn for out number one. And now that's going to bring up Tucker Plagans. So one out, nobody on in front of him. And he golfs that one into left center, and that's going to drop for a hit. Plagans digging for two, and he's going to be in there with a double. Throw gets away. Thought about third, but then decided discretion is the better part of valor and held up. So a one-out double there for Plagans. And now they'll bring up Brody Parsons, the catcher. And that one down the line, a fair ball. And ricocheted off the knee of the left fielder. And coming home to score, she'd like to make it 2-0, Washington County. Or excuse me, that's Plagans that scored, rather. Plagans that scored. And now I'm bringing Gage Gutierrez. That pitch inside gets away. And on his way to third base is Parsons. Only one out in the inning. And that one inside ball. Next pitch. That one's going to be sent out to center field. That's going to be caught, tagging is Parsons, and he will come in to score on the sacrifice fly. And that'll make it 3-0, Washington County. That's two outs in the inning now, and that'll bring up Hudson Turnbull. Yeah, that one bounced up back to the backstop. So Washington County leads this one 3-0. And bounced up there a ball. Duo count here on Turnbull. Bounce up there again. 3-0 now. And that's ball four. Turnbull head on down first with a two-out walk, and they'll bring up Mason Kalkocki. And time is called. We're going to get a visit from the Weimer coach. And Andrews looked like he was about ready to hand over the ball. Coach was like, no, not yet. Right now, he's just trying to fire everybody up and get them back on the same page. Yeah, one on, 2 outs here in the inning. 3-0 lead for Washington County over Weimer here in the bottom of the first. Down low for a ball, 1-0. Kalkocki batting. And outside for a ball, 2-0. Pitch in there for a strike. Two balls, one strike now on Turnbull. And they bounce it up to the backstop. Runner going. And he'll make it in there easily. So Turnbull in the second now. Kalkocki trying to bring him around. And that's a pie ball four. And so Kalkocki will take the walk. And now that'll bring him Hudson Eckert. Yeah. pitch a strike. Andrews trying to battle through here. Two straight walks to Washington County batters. Eckert ready, next pitch. Inside for a ball. And one and one. And that one, I think, got a piece of the umpire. And he's trying to walk it off. That's why we're so grateful for the man who invented the cup. Next pitch, down low for a ball. And that one inside. Oh, and it hit him on the kneecap. And Eckert is down, and he's in pain. That's a fastball inside, and I mean hit him right on the knee. Right on the kneecap, and he was trying to walk it off. But he getting a nice hand from the fans, but he is limping badly on the way down there to first. Right now, trying to shake it off. But yeah, it sounded like that pitch popped him pretty good. Yeah, the umpire's also along with the coach checking on him, make sure he's okay to continue. He's still grasping that knee. And he is going to stay in. That's Eckert getting a nice hand from the fans. You got bases loaded now. Two outs in the inning. And it'll be Lane Dreyer batting. And that one inside, and it's a ball, 1-0. And Dreyer having to move out of the way of that one. Swung on and missed. 1-1. Dreyer, the ninth batter of the inning for Washington County here in the bottom of the first. Already three runs have come across, and Washington County looking for more. Swung on and missed, and gets away from the catcher. Running, coming home, and coming in to score is going to be Turnbill. And all the runners move up. That'll make it 4-0, Washington County. Swung on a miss. And Dreyer down on strikes. Now over time to the side. In the inning, Washington County does come up with four runs. And they lead it 4-0. We're moving on to the second inning after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
As we're on the first, it's Washington County 4.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park invites you to support the Washington County All-Star teams this summer by attending their tournaments. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth at Burton. That's why the folks with the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Washington County All-Stars! Here's wishing you a great season from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park Project.
Whether you're building a new home, buying a new home, or needing insurance for your current home, Dahman & Associates in Brenham can help you save money. Dahman & Associates, your local Germania agent, offers many discounts on homeowners insurance to help lower your premium, like discounts for a new home, being claims-free, for central burglar and fire alarm, and having companion auto and life insurance or a liability umbrella policy. To save money on your homeowner's insurance, call Dahman & Associates, your trusted local Germania agent in Brenham at 836-4241.
And on we go. It's Tucker Plagans warming up for his second inning of work. He'll be looking at Brigham Osborne, Declan Barrett, and Tucker Bowse. In the top half of the first inning, Plagans at three strikeouts and a walk. And it looks like we're set to go here. And tucked in again. They're going. They're in the top of the sixth inning right now, and it's Burleson County leading Washington County at the 11-year-olds tournament, 13-4 right there. And pitches bounced up there. Ball 1-0. Bounce up there, a ball. And it's 2-0. And bounce up there, 3-0. And Thomas Call, we're going to get a visit out to the mound. After Plagan started the inning with three straight balls. Conference out there on the hill. Plagans ready. Down low for a ball. And that is going to be a leadoff walk to Osborne. And now that'll bring up Declan Barrett. In there for a strike. It's 0-1. Strike two. Two quick strikes there on Barrett. And that one inside gets away. Little move up on the wild pitch. And that one a little too high a ball. Two balls, two strikes on Declan Barrett. And that one foul back. And a long look in. Next one on the way. Yeah. Inside a ball. Yeah. Barron, and then Bouse here in the inning. And Lane Anders. Swing and a miss. Danny got Barron for out number one. Fourth strikeout there for Plagans. And that'll bring up Tucker Bouse. Coach checking out the pitches for Plagans. And so now it's Tucker versus Tucker. Plagans versus Bouse. And takes a strike, 0-1. And that one just missing a ball. One ball, one strike. Got a runner at second with one out. Swung and missed. Two strikes now on Rouse. Swing and missed. Got him on strikes, and that's two away now. And that'll bring up Lane Anders, the left fielder. Time called, and we're going to see a visit to the mound. It looks like we're going to have a pitch change. He must have reached his pitch count. And so with the pitch change, we'll take it with him and be back. Washington County leads it 4-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Your local bank at your fingertips. There are times when you're happy your banker knows you by name, and then there are times when you'd like to pay a bill or check your balance just by reaching into your pocket and grabbing your phone. At Citizens State Bank, we're happy to offer you both of these options. In fact, you could say we've never been more local. Citizens State Bank, local service and mobile convenience. Member FDIC, data and third-party charges may apply.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham congratulates the Washington County All-Star teams playing in the Little League District Tournament.
It's electric.
All right, as we come back here, and we got a new pitcher for Washington County. And let's see, that is going to be Mason Calcocky coming in. Coming on in relief of Plagans here in the second inning. Just needs to get one more out. It's Lane Anders going to lead off against him. Waiting for him to finish his warm-up tosses. And should be pretty close to getting ready here. Wait, pitch coming. Foul over in the screen. It's 0-1. And there for a strike. Good pitch.
Hit.
And that one fouled down the line. Fans in the 20 field maybe getting a little souvenir here. And that one just hit the dirt. And that is going to be a strikeout. That'll retire the side. So in the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors. One left on. And we go to the third inning. Washington County still leads this one. We're going to the bottom of the second inning. Scratch that. We're going to the bottom of the second inning. Washington County leads 4-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Mr. Windshield in Brenham is a proud supporter of the Washington County All-Stars. As a business in the Washington County area, Mr. Windshield prides themselves on giving the community the best service at the greatest prices. They can fix any repair, from a small chip in your window to quickly replacing your complete windshield or window. For all of your auto glass needs, call them today or visit us online at BrenhamAutoGlassRepairs.com. The Mr. Windshield crew would like to wish the Washington County All-Stars and their coaches good luck.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC. For 60 years, this community has put their trust in our dealership, and we're here to say that our commitment to our customers is just as strong today as it was when we first opened. Our inventory continues to grow, and our staff is ready to serve with that great customer service you've come to know. Our service and body shop experts are also ready to assist with whatever your vehicle needs may be. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962, located on Highway 290 West in Brenham.
All right, here we go. As we head to the bottom half of the second inning for Washington County, it'll be the bottom three of the batting order. Mason Lehmeyer, Brian Garner, and Knox Brannon. And Bo Anders still out there pitching for the Grange All-Stars. The Weimer All-Stars. Weimer tonight.
Oh, you got three? I got one left. Who do we give them to? Oh, you can give it to the first base coach if you don't mind.
As we said, the winner of this will play again on Sunday night back here at Dahlmeyer against the winner of Columbus and Belleville. And that pitch is a wild one, gets to the backstop. Loser will play Sealy at a 6 o'clock game. Yeah, that one weak. That one in the same zip code as the home plate area. Strike call, good pitch there. Now, Wiemeyer's got to guard against the strikeout here. Three balls, one strike now on Wiemeyer. Another wild one, and that will send Wiemeyer down to first with a leadoff walk for the inning. And that'll bring up Brian Garner. Nobody out. One base runner on here in the bottom of the second. Washington County leads it 4-0. And that one back up the middle. That's going to get into center field for a base hit. Yeah, but two runners aboard now brings up Knox Brandon. And Thomas Coleman going to get a visit to the mound. And it is going. Couldn't tell it. Didn't see if he made any motion to the outfield. I'm guessing the. I would hope the coach wouldn't interfere in the minor league choosing who bats where and all that. Oh, the wind. So. And that one way high ball. Now just waiting on the umpires to signal resume play. Meantime, they're getting extra warm-up pitches. Oh, yeah, how many warm-up passes are we going to let him have? Ricochet back to off to the backstop. Just waiting. Because it wasn't an injury timeout, so I'm not sure why they're giving him such an extension there. Yeah, Washington County leading this one 4-0. We're in the second inning. And now we're ready to go. New pitcher for Weimer is Dallas Houston. And so Knox Brandon batting here with nobody out, two on here. And foul tip. Or actually, I guess he swung through there, allowing the runners to move on. And so that put them in a scoring position now. Pitches inside there. Got away, runners coming home. And coming in to score is Wehmeyer on the wild pitch. And Carver will move to third base. There comes the pitch. Outside goes to the backstop.
Get back, Dallas. You can do it, baby.
And time is called. Branham is the 12th batter of the inning for Washington County. So they've now officially batted around. That looks like a pretty good pitch from here. And it's ball four. And so the bases are loaded now with Washington County All-Stars. So we go back up to the top with Aaron Thaler. And that one's going to be popped up and foul. And so, coming up to bat now. Yeah, that one inside gets away. Runner coming home. And we're moving over to third, and he's safe. So we're at third, and still nobody out here in the inning. Taylor batting. And a strike called. And I just missed the ball. Two balls and two strikes now. Washington County trying to get out of this inning. Washington County trying to play catch up, and the first pitch is a strikeout to Aaron Hinsey. Get to that part of the day where everything starts running together. That'll bring up Teague Shulock batting, and he played, caught a pass, stopped the ball on a bouncer into the right field earlier in the game. And that one bounced away, coming in and scoring is going to be Brandon. Makes it 16-5 now. Long look in. Next pitch from Bickers. Foul, back to the backstop. No runners aboard, so nobody had a chance to move. Pitch swung and a miss. We got a little breeze starting to come up here at the ballpark. That'd be nice if we get it going full blast here. And that one is in the left field, and it's going to be caught. Nice play there by Martin to end the inning. And so no runs, no hits, no errors. Bases are left loaded with many Rochesters. No, I'm kidding. I'm behind here. Let's see, what was I reading on that? I'm drawing a blank now. I was reading something on that, the minor league team up there. I was going to bring that up tonight and just all of a sudden drew a blank there. Shulick is batting. One of these days I need to write all my comedy bits down instead. I'm getting old to that spot here. And pitch is a strike called. Get like my dad now. My dad toward the end there before he passed. Those of you knew he loved telling jokes. And sometimes he forget the punchline and have to stop and think. And pitch is a high throw. And And so on there is Plagan safe. And Thomas Cullen. And we're going to get a visit out to the mound here. And looks like the coach wants to have a word with Jacob Mabee, who's our base umpire tonight, back home from first year at Panola. And now we're going to get an umpire's conference here. And we're currently at 7-0 right now. Two outs in the inning. Ugh, bug. I hate bugs. And while they're continuing to get sorted out, oh, we got one thing to remind you of. This Little League International Tournament game is presented by KWHI Radio under the authority of the Little League Baseball and Softball. It may not be rebroadcast or retransmitted without the express written permission of the Little League International, South Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Visit Little League online at www.littleleague.com or .org, rather. And pitch down low for a ball. Plagan's on board with an error. And Parsons batting right now. He's got a 2-0 count on. Make it 3-0 up and in. Washington County with a 7-0 lead. And strike call. Runner at first. And that one back at the middle. And pitcher is going to throw to first and get the out to retire the side. So in the inning for Washington County, they do come up with three runs on two hits, one error, and one left on. And we've got two innings in the books. Washington County is leading this one 7-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
The team at Texas Farm Credit supports local communities and agriculture with reliable financial services, and we are ready to support you as well. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, or any place in the country, give Texas Farm Credit a call. We have been lending money for over 100 years, and we'll be around at least 100 more. We also offer lines of credit, home loans, and ag insurance. Call us at 836-2572, visit online at texasfarmcredit.com, or stop by our office at 1301 Highway 290 East in Brenham.
In Texas, every season is grilling season, but the days are longer. We know you're just itching to have a good old backyard barbecue with your friends and family. Luckily, H-E-B makes it easy. Make just one stop when you're shopping for those summer parties. Grab steaks, hamburgers, hot dogs, buns, drinks, and sides all in one place. That way you can hurry back to the fun in the sun. Make H-E-B in Brenham your summer headquarters, located at 2508 South Day Street. No store does more.
And back we go here, and looks like it's gone final there. Burleson County has defeated Washington County 11-year-olds, 13-5 up there in Caldwell tonight. And so that means they will have to go back there and play Belleville tomorrow night in an elimination game. Meanwhile, also earlier tonight, it was the major boys from Washington County over Sealy 10-4. And so they'll be back in action tomorrow night, and we will have their game for you right here. 7 o'clock, 6:45. We'll be over there in Belleville. And we don't know yet who they're going to be facing in that one. Meanwhile, we head to the top of the third inning. And it's going to be Grant Yanechka, Bo Anders, and Camden Martin. Bottom three in the order. And Mason Kalkaki on the hill for Washington County. And that one bounced up there, a ball. That one ricocheting off the catcher's mask over to the first base dugout. And that one up high for a ball. Strike call. And another strike. Is that a full moon we got it? That may be why things are going so off the rails here. Pitch foul away. Two balls, two strikes. And so I'm going to miss. Got him on strikes. And Yanechka caught looking. And yeah, it is. It is a full moon. And it's actually a fun fact here. It's the first full moon of the summer, which is tonight. It is also known as the strawberry moon. So, yeah, it's the that is the little fun fact for the evening. One foul away. Anders batting here with one out and nobody on in front of him. Just trying to get anything going for Weimer here. Swing and a miss. Two strikes, two balls, two strikes now on Anders. Yeah, I don't know if we mentioned at the top of the broadcast, the scoreboard not working tonight, and so umpires are having to keep the pitch counts, or keep those counts themselves. Yeah, it's a full count now, 3-2. And pitches inside, ball four. And now Camden Martin, the batter. Good to see the turnout here from Washington County. And also good turnout for the Weimer folks as well here tonight. Taking this one in on a Friday evening. Pitch is a strike call. Stand 0-2 now on Martin. After Martin, then we go back to the top of the Weimer batting order with Graham Gunn. Swing and a miss. And that's a strikeout there for Kalkaki. Two down. And now Graham Gunn, the batter. Hey, man. And pitch is taken for a ball. And outside, 2-0 now on Gunn. And that one is a ground ball underneath the glove for the first. And he's safe. Infield hit there for Graham Gunn. First hit of the game for the Weimer All-Stars. Gets two aboard. And now they'll bring up Mason Bittner. And time is called. Shortstop up there for Washington County. That's Aaron Thaler. We're going to get a shoe tied real quick. Made a good play on that one. Just fast man running. Just couldn't quite get the throw there in time. And Bittner takes pitch outside for a ball. So he got two on and two out here in the top of the third. Washington County with a 7-0 lead. And that one, ground ball to second. Throw to first, and that'll get out number three. So in the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, two left on. And we go to the bottom of the third. Washington County leads at 7-0. Back after we hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Blue Bonnet Petroleum is your distributor for Chevron with Techron gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants in Washington County and the surrounding area. No gasoline gives you better mileage than Chevron with Techron. When it comes to buildup, cleanup in your engine, no other gasoline performs like Chevron with Techron. That means better mileage, better acceleration, and better engine protection. Blue Bonnet Petroleum, your Chevron distributor in Brenham at 4181 Highway 36 North. 979-836-2531.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the members of the Washington County All-Star Teams. Your selection recognizes the hard work you put in during the regular season. Seidel Schrader has been providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services since 1967. They strive to elevate and serve others through their offices in Brenham, College Station, and Katy. And they've been recognized as one of the top regional accounting firms in the Southwest. Seidel Schrader wishes good luck to all the Washington County teams in their All-Star tournaments.
And back we go here. And let's see, out there pitching now is Tucker Baus for the Weimer All-Stars. We'll be looking at Gage Gutierrez, Hudson Turnbill, and Mason Kalkocki in the bottom of the third inning here. And while we got this opportunity here, are your kids playing in the real Little League? Little League is the world's largest and most respected youth sports program with nearly 2.4 million children and more than 1 million volunteers in dozens of countries around the world. Little League includes baseball and softball programs for kids ages 4 to 16. There's the Challenger Division program for kids with physical and mental challenges, too. For those adults interested in starting a genuine Little League in your area, assistance is available from Little League International in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. For more information on Little League, visit the Little League website at www.littleleague.com. .org. Yeah, that one, that's the end of the warm-up tosses. And that one fouled away. And up and in for a ball. 2-0 count now on Gutierrez. Gutierrez hit a sacrifice fly his first time up. And a strike called. Yeah, this one up high for a ball. Three balls and one strike. And bounce up there. Ball gets away. And now that's going to bring him out to Turnbill. Turnbill walked and scored a run his last time up. Yeah, that one up high. Next pitch. In there for a strike. It's 1-1. Painted that one on the outside corner. And outside for a ball. And strike call on Turnbill. Down low for a ball. And outside. And that's ball four. Turnbill takes the walk. Into the backstop, and that'll allow the runners to move up. Yeah, well, we got an opportunity here to check on the Astros, and they're leading their game 11-3 over the Baltimore Orioles, putting a thumb on them. They're in the sixth inning there. John Singleton just had a two-run single, and the new rookie, Jake Blas, that they just brought up from Corpus tonight was 3 2/3 innings. And he was the starter, 6 hits, just 2 runs, 1 walk, 2 strikeouts. And as far as they cut him off, they let him throw 79 pitches. But he took him at least into the fourth inning. And now Sean Dubin pitching. And he's gone 2 1/3 and given up a run. But, yeah, Jake Myers is his 7th home run of the year. Yeah, that one gets away, and the run comes home. And that'll make it 8-0 Washington County. On another wild pitch. Washington County can get 2 more in this inning. That would mean the run rule would be into effect in the top half of the next inning. And another one, and another wild pitch, and in there coming in the scores, Turnbill with Kalkaki batting. And Kalkaki will take the walk on down to first, and it's now 9-0, and time is called. And we may be getting a pitching change here. And that appears indeed the case. And so we will take a break and be back. Washington County leads it 9-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept designs, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Little League All-Stars. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the youth during the Little League All-Star Games.
Insurance can be confusing. Have you ever tried to figure out what your insurance policy covers or if your policy has gaps or limitations in coverage? Dahman & Associates in Brenham can help answer your questions. With more than 250 years of combined insurance experience, the staff at Dahman & Associates can guide you through the coverage you have and suggest what you might need. For experienced answers, call Dahman & Associates at 979-836-4241 or stop by their office at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
All right, as we are in the bottom of the third inning, Washington County leading 9-0. And new pitcher here for the Weimar All-Stars is going to be Camden Martin. Washington County with a couple of runs scored on a couple of wild pitches here in this inning that have extended their lead. Nobody out here in the inning. Of course, coming up tomorrow night, we will be over in Belleville with the Washington County Major Boys as they look to continue to make their way through the loser bracket and try to get up into that championship game. And I was talking to the folks last night. They definitely want another shot at that Belleville All-Star team. So be interesting to see. We'll follow them along the way there. And then we'll see what happens for Sunday night and, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. We're looking at championship rounds of the tournament, and it's just a matter of who's still playing as to where we'll be heading. But rest assured, we are keeping our eyes on everybody. And Eckert waits on the pitch, and that one gets away from Martin. Martin's pitch gets away from the catcher, and so it's ball one. Eggert was hit by a pitch his first time up. And that one outside of ball. 2-0 count. And outside for a ball. And Martin Rue. Next pitch. And that one is a ground ball to short. Throw to first. And I think he's safe at first. He's safe at first. Infield hit there for Eckert. Puts runners at the corners now. Brings up Lane Dreyer. Yeah, that one. Dreyer had to hit the dirt to keep him getting hit there. And it's an 1-0 count, excuse me. And that one, line drive caught by the third baseman for out number one. And that'll bring up Mason Wehmeyer. Yeah. the pitch. Outside for a ball. Looks like we're fixing to get some bullpen activity going. Yeah, that one is, we might going to get hit by the pitch, and he's going to get up and trot on down to first. And hit him on the helmet, and he just bounced right back up like it was nothing to it. And so that will load the bases now for Washington County and bring Brian Garner. And outside for a ball. Still just one out in the inning. Weimer, it's a fourth play anywhere. Inside for a ball. Yeah, Kalkaki at third, Eckert at second, and Weimer at first. And the pitch, back up the middle, knocked down by the pitcher, and runners are going to be safe everywhere. Oh, they threw it behind him and threw the ball away. And, but not enough for anybody to move up. That was a line drive. Caught, and the pitcher thought he had it. And so Kalkaki scores now to make it 10-0. Eckert to third, Weimer to second. And Garnhofer, I think they're going to go check on the pitcher, Martin, to make sure his hand's okay. Because that was a pretty good shot he took off of it. Luckily he had his glove on at the time. And Knox Brannon, the batter, as time is called. So, coach having a word with his players. As Brannon steps in, he walked and scored his first time up. That one inside, and Brannon has to hit the dirt. 1-0 count. Time is going. We got another heading down to the bullpen. We'll probably have a pitching change in the top half of the next inning. And this one, a ground ball that is going to get the second baseman, cut it off, throw to first, and they get the out, but the run scores. That'll make it 11-0 Washington County. As Eckert comes in, Weimer to third and Garner to second. And we go back to the top of the order with Aaron Thaler. And pitches inside for a ball, 1-0. Thank you. And this one is going to be a ground ball to first. And he runs to the bag and gets the out and retires the side. So in the inning, Washington County comes up with four runs. And they lead it 11-0 as we go to the top of the fourth inning. Back into we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Whataburger now has new premium coffee with a brand new taste. And it's coming in hot and iced cold. Drink it hot with a biscuit sandwich or iced with a brownie. Or iced with a biscuit sandwich and hot with a brownie. This is your chance to mix it up a little. Let your hair down. There's no wrong way to drink it. New hot and iced coffee from Whataburger. Just like you like it.
And back we go here. And yeah, waiting for Washington County to take the field. As Washington County leads this one 11-0 here to the top of the fourth inning. So the run rule will be into effect. So that means Weimer has to score at least two runs in this inning in order to keep the game going. If they don't score at least two, Washington County will win and move on in the winner's bracket while Weimer will drop down into the loser's bracket and have to come back tomorrow night for an elimination game. And for Washington County warming up, we have a new pitcher, Teague Shulak, is going to be pitching now. Okay. So we do have some other changes for Washington County. Tucker Plagan's now at first base. Gage Gutierrez has moved back to right. Or has moved to left field, rather. And we got Hudson Turnbull is at third base. As we, it's going to be Dallas Houston, Bryson Rain, and Brigham Osborne here against Shulak. Shulak trying to slam the door here. Send Washington County into the semifinals on Sunday night. Championship round for the tournament would be Tuesday night, and then if there's an if necessary game, it'd be Wednesday night. And pitch is going to be a strike call to Houston. Coming in line from Dallmeyer Field at Linda Anderson Park. Pitch swung on and missed. Doug Brown with you here on the radio. So glad you could join us. This is our continuing Little League Road Show. And pitch outside for a ball. And down low. That is another ball. 2-2 now on Houston. And Shulak with his next pitch. Foul back. Swing and a miss. And it'll throw down the first, complete the strikeout, and that's out number one. And so far for the 10 outs, 9 out of the 10 have been strikeouts. And Bryson Rain, the batter. And next pitch, a strike. Brain struck out his first time around. Next pitch, swung out and missed. And it's quickly here, 0-2. Swung and missed. Got him on strikes, and that's two away. And so now Weimer down to their final out. And it's going to be Brigham Osborne, the batter. And pitch was high, a ball, 1-0. Foul away. Two balls and a strike on Osborne. And up high for a ball, 3-1. Or 2-1. Oh, it is 2-1. Okay. And strike call, 2-2. Next pitch. And strike three called, and that's the ball game. Your final score, Washington County wins this one 11-0. And they move on now in the winner's bracket. And we're going to take a break and come back with the post game after we hear 3 minutes from our sponsors.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community. Better banking the way.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Breathing, it's just what we do. But is the air you're breathing even clean? Do you even know? That's where we come in. Holly here for Green Duck Services.
Quack, quack.
Let us come in and clean your air ducts to reduce allergens, improve air quality, remove mildew, and increase energy efficiency. Our only job is literally to change the air you breathe. So give us a call today, 979-421-9191, to book your appointment or for a free estimate. You can also check us out, greenduckservices.com.
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal, not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowners insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Kinjura Tile Incorporated at 1004th North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kinjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kinjura family since 1967, and they are avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kinjura Tile congratulate the Washington County boys and girls for making the Little League All-Star teams and wish them luck during the tournaments this summer. Kinjura Tile thanks all the coaches, parents, and Little League Association for making this experience possible for our young people. Go Washington County!
In a world where plumbing issues have you drained, call a company that can provide same-day service, free inspections, estimates, and A1 quality plumbing service. A1 Quality Plumbing in Brenham can do just that, whether it's for residential, commercial, or even an emergency. With over 25 years of experience, they do repairs, remodeling, and new construction. Call 830-1877 today. That's 830-1877. Or go online to a1qualityplumbers.com. Family owned and operated. License number RMP 15749.
Felder's Buy and Buy put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
All right, as we come back out here to Linda Anderson Park at Dallmeyer Field, Doug Brown with you on this Friday night. And the Washington County Minor Boys pick up another win, 11-0 over the Weimar All-Stars. And so Washington County now moving on in the winner's bracket. And they will play whoever won the game on the other field between Columbus and Belleville. And that'll be back here on Sunday night beginning at 8 o'clock. Meanwhile, for Weimar, they are going to drop in the loser's bracket, and they're going to have to come back here tomorrow night and take on Sealy. Sealy earlier tonight had beat Lee County 8-6, and also it was Hempstead over LaGrange 18-2, and Hempstead away to ever lost between Columbus and Belleville. And so that's where the tournament stands going into tomorrow night. Meanwhile, let's take care of this one more time. And are your kids playing in a real Little League? Little League is the world's largest and most respected youth sports program with nearly 2.4 million children and more than 1 million volunteers in dozens of countries around the world. Little League includes baseball and softball programs for kids ages 4 to 16. There's the Challenger Division program for kids with physical and mental challenges, too. For those adults interested in starting a genuine Little League in your area, assistance is available from Little League International in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. For more information, visit on the Little League, visit Little League's website, www.littleleague.org. And we're going to take another break, and when we come back, we've got more to come on the postgame. And we hear another 3 minutes from our sponsors.
Kiki Egg Farm proudly supports the Washington County Little League All-Stars and would like to give a very special shout-out to number 4, Charlie Majeski. The owners at Kiki Egg Farm take great pride and satisfaction in providing your family with a healthy dietary option packed with protein and key nutrients. Look for Kiki Egg Farm's fresh eggs at your local grocery or convenience store and finer food markets. Congratulations and good luck to the Washington County All-Stars. Take state!
Since 1980, K&H Portable Toilets has been bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to this area's county festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves in superior service to the community. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished till the paperwork is done. Go Washington County All-Stars.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Are you ready to build that new barndominium you've been dreaming about? Or maybe it's a new workshop, a storage building, or even a metal house. DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop is ready when you are. DDM has been fabricating metal buildings in Texas for over a quarter century, so you know you can trust them with your project. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their office and let their staff explain the many options available for style, panels, color, and design. Choose the industry leader for your metal building, DDM.
Washington Animal Clinic, quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals.
supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Washington County Little League All-Stars and their coaches. Good luck to all of the All-Stars out there from Washington Animal Clinic. 2100 Highway 36 North in Brenham. Keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy. Visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North, or call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
And back we go here, and let's take a look at the final stats here for tonight. And for Washington County, Aaron Thaler was 1-for-3 in the game with a single and a run scored. Teague Schulich 0-for-2. Tucker Plagans was 1-for-2 with a double and a run scored. He also reached on an error. Brody Parsons 1-for-2 with a single and scored a run. Gage Gutierrez didn't have an official at bat, but he made two plate appearances, had a sack fly and a walk. He also had an RBI and a run scored. Hudson Turnbill, two walks tonight and scored a couple of runs. Mason Kalkaki, two walks and scored a run. Hudson Eckert was hit by a pitch and also had a single and scored. Lane Dreyer 0-for-2 tonight. Mason Wiemeyer, he was on base twice, single, hit by a pitch and scored a run. Brian Garner, two hits and a run scored. And Knox Brandon had a walk and also had a run scored and an RBI. And the pitching staff did a great job, too, for Washington County. Only one hit, and they ended up with, 11 strikeouts to just three walks. So, and they get the shutout as well. So good job by the pitching staff. We're going to take one final break and be back to wrap it up. And we hear another 3 minutes from our sponsors.
Would you like to be part of something bigger than yourself or even Brenham? While we gather for worship on Sundays and Wednesdays like most churches, at Christ Lutheran, there is so much more to the story. Like the vast number of lives impacted in our region and beyond are responding to God's love and sharing what we have been blessed with. Want to make a difference or simply be a part of a community that cares about others and relationships? Come just as you are. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woodson Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woodson Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
Stay on top of your game year-round with the elite baseball and softball training facility, the Batter's Box. Located in the baseball capital of Texas, take part in the 2024 summer baseball and softball camps. All you have to do is go online to register today. And don't forget to book your summer birthday parties while availabilities last. For more info, check them out online, battersboxbtx.com. That's BattersBoxBTX.com. Good luck to all the area's Little League All-Stars from everyone at the Batter's Box.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in a Guadalajara restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get-together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
Want to support a local business with local employees? Come to Brenham's Napa Auto Parts. Pro Auto Supply isn't owned by some out-of-state corporation. It's locally run by caring employees who not only are the best countermen in Brenham, but only sell high-quality parts so you won't get stranded. Hydraulic hoses made while you wait. Thousands of parts for your cars, trucks, and tractors, and a huge inventory of filters. Come see Brenham Napa Auto Parts at 1102 South Austin at 5th Street or call them at 836-1964. Napa keeps Brenham moving.
Tielemann Construction and Steg and Tielemann Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tielemann Construction and Stegen Tielemann Plumbing. Visit online at TielemannHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
All right, as we come back one last time here to Linda Anderson Park in Brenham, Doug Brown with you on this Friday night. So glad you can be with us. And once again, your final score, the Washington County Minor Boys defeat Weimer 11-0. And so they will play again on Sunday night. Meanwhile, tomorrow night, we are going to be on the road to Belleville, where the Washington County Major Boys will be in action. They got a win earlier tonight over Steely, and it was 10-4 the final score there. And so they're moving on in the tournament there. We'll be there tomorrow. And so we hope you join us for that. As we said, 7 o'clock first pitch, 6:45 pregame here on KWHI. Well, that means me to thank Madison for her great work, as always, back at the studios. A big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And thank you to all our sponsors that make the broadcast possible. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, this is Doug Brown saying good night, everybody.